The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Rand Paul announced his candidacy for President of the United States. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Hey, I like Rand Paul, especially his wife's fish sticks.
Leave Rand Paul alone!
Yeah, I think it's about time we had a tall black transvestite as president.
That's RuPaul!
Yeah, I think it's about time we had RuPaul as president.
You know, I think it'd be great if we had a libertarian in the White House. I like that girl-on-girl stuff.
I know he's an ophthalmologist, but I can't see voting for him.
Well, I think we should elect a libertarian to the White House. Somebody who really knows how to look things up in a libertary...
Don't eliminate TNA! Oh, TSA?
You know, like, as a teacher, I've been a teacher for, like, 10 years, and I never heard of him.
More flip-flops than TJ Maxx.
Does he have a binder of women, too?
He's for liberty. He's going to free us from our health insurance.
I think he's going to have people reaching across the aisle to throw things at him.
They're going to have to rename Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Jerked Off.
Kids, they're always so full of energy. Am I right? My son Marcus had energy to spare. He even fidgeted at the dinner table, saying things like, Mom, why can't I go back out into the yard to ride my bike? You know I hate that fish pie it took you hours to bake. If that sounds familiar to you, your kid might also have ADHD.
ADHD. It's a terrifying epidemic sweeping the nation. Not a bunch of scare tactics invented by pharma companies to sell more drugs.
Now that you've logged into the email and payroll system at Evans Resource Management, please select a password. Your private password can be anything you want, but it must have at least 8 characters and no more than 10. Use at least one uppercase letter, at least one lowercase letter, at least one number, at least one non-letter, non-numerical, non-number, such as a hashtag, period, or space. Do not use spaces. Make sure this password is something you'll remember. Do not use any password you have ever used before. Enter it now. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because it was already taken by another user. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because it fails on a requirement that will not be explained. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because it either does or does not contain a space. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because even though it meets all the requirements for a password, it's kind of... I don't know. Try something else. I'm sorry, that password cannot be accepted because I was thinking about something else and missed it. You have made too many attempts at writing a password and are now locked out of your account. We will now transfer you to our support department. Please have your password ready. Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. With the economy the way it is, it's no wonder thousands of seniors are getting reverse mortgages to take control of their retirement. Here's how a reverse mortgage works. When you call the experts at Reverse Mortgage, they'll tell you how a reverse mortgage works. And that's how a reverse mortgage works.
Call now and we'll answer such questions as, why does Henry Winkler have to do ads for reverse mortgages? Didn't he save any money from Happy Days? Don't they get residuals? He also directed and produced stuff, didn't he? Where's the money from that? Didn't I read something about reverse mortgages? Something bad. What was it? You could lose your house, right?
Soon, money will fall from the sky with no consequences. And let's face it, we all need extra cash these days. All of us. Seriously. All of us need money. Badly. Hey! Sit on it!
After a homeowner dies, their heirs either give up the house or refinance it to purchase the title from the reverse mortgage company. So taking out this loan is like applying clown makeup to a dying hospice patient. This is how the banks will take whatever they haven't taken from us already. And you're going to let them do it because you are weak and old and frightened. And let's face it, you have never read a contract all the way through before signing it. You have agreed to so many things you don't understand. Why even bother fighting it now? Just give your house to the bank. Give your life's work to the top 1%. They're going to get it anyway. They are building an empire, whereas you will leave nothing behind. No trace, no legacy. Just a vague memory of a frightened old man panicking at the end and giving everything away.
in America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Welcome to Social Media on Parade. My first guest is that one conservative friend. You know, the one on Facebook who always disrupts your threads when you're trying to have a civilized conversation with your liberal friends. One conservative friend, it's good to have you here.
It's not good to be here.
One conservative friend, why do liberals on Facebook bother to friend you in the first place?
They want to show that they're open to all points of view. But usually, it's my liberal friend and 40 of his liberal friends all telling me how wrong and stupid I am.
But aren't they responding to you telling them how wrong and stupid they are?
If you want to get all factual about it.
You're not big on facts, are you?
Liberals worship boring facts. Conservatives worship mean-spirited emotions.
Do Facebook conservatives have that one liberal friend to show off to their right-wing nutjob friends?
No. Conservatives don't want to show they're open to all points of view. We have an agenda. You lefties wouldn't know an agenda if it was emailed to Hillary's personal home server.
Can you give us an example of what you do on Facebook?
Sure. Just this morning, I was on a thread about Indiana's controversial religious freedom law. Many of the liberals on the thread feared the measure could allow discrimination against gays and lesbians.
And your position is it couldn't?
Of course it could. It's going to. Why do you think we wanted it passed in the first place?
Because you believe in, quote, religious freedom, unquote?
Oh, please. Religious freedom is code for anti-gay discrimination. Everybody knows that. Gay marriage threatens Republican bigots. That's who we have to defend.
Is that what you said on Facebook?
No. I said, many Americans feel their freedom to practice religion is under attack, and that's why we have to strengthen it. I went on from there. They attacked me for 4 hours.
So, your position was disingenuous?
No, my position was stupid. But it did the trick. On a Facebook thread, nobody remembers liberals number 2, 8, and 34. I'm a star. But it's not just me. Everybody has that one conservative friend.
Unless somebody is that one conservative friend. Has Facebook emboldened all of you to come out in public?
Nah. Some of us are Facebook friends with Russian models, but that's as bold as we get.
Where will you be appearing next, one conservative friend?
Race discussions, the Rand Paul presidential announcement, anything liberals agree on, I'll disrupt.
Join me next time when my guest is...
This show goes against the Constitution! See what I did there?
Yeah, but the show doesn't really go against the Constitution.
It doesn't matter. I just have to rile up the emotions.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This
lady may have... Kids, they can be a lot of fun, but sometimes they can be quite a handful. If you have a Ken Burns Civil War movie night with your 8-year-old, is he easily distracted? If you let your kid eat a box of donuts and then go swimming, does he splash a lot? If you take your kid to IKEA on a Saturday to look at soft furnishings, will he try to jump on the furniture? Sounds like ADHD to me. You know, 1 in 10 kids have it. So if you can think of 9 kids you know who don't have it, then that's probably because your kid does have it.
ADHD. You're not an inadequate parent. Your kid is just a psycho.
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
And now, a brief word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Julian, and this is my very good friend Sebastian. And together, we're the owners and artists behind Fire Island Flowers.
Fire Island's number one creators of exotic floral gorgeousness.
And today, we have an announcement.
Fire Island Flowers will no longer do flowers for your gay wedding.
Shocking, but true.
Mm-hmm. We thought about it and we decided. It's against our religious beliefs, and that makes it a thing.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That's what I always say.
I have heard you say that at least one time, Julian.
That's right, Sebastian.
So that's that. Sorry, Fire Island, but you'll get no more gay wedding flowers from us.
Now, as you can expect, this decision is probably going to be pretty bad for our flower arranging business. But gosh darn it, if that's what Jesus would have wanted, that's the way it's got to be.
That's exactly right, Julian.
But if you are a right-wing Christian and you'd like to donate us a bunch of money so that we never have to worry about working again, like you did to that nice cake lady in Colorado or that pizza guy in Indiana, well, that would be very blessed of you.
So check out our Indiegogo page or Venmo Fire Island Flowers.
We literally cannot be this mean-spirited without your support. So make a donation today so we can stop with the gay wedding flower thing and go sit in a hot tub all afternoon instead.
That's what Jesus would do.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
The Charge Network, your one-stop TV channel for irrelevant wedge issues. Tonight, all of media is owned by only three people. We address that by asking, do women need more abortions?
More!
No, completely the opposite.
Then, Congress cares about campaign funds, and they're all bought. So we ask the question you're all wondering. What do gay people look like when they kiss?
Bad!
Good!
Finally, should we help the oil companies by fighting in Syria with troops? Or should we help the oil companies by fighting in Syria with drones?
Spaceneck!
Racist!
It's loud arguments about bullshit on the Charge Network.
Oh, mittens. Here, kitty kitty. Here, kitty kitty. Oh, darn.
Sick of wasting money on toys your cat couldn't care less about? Is Mittens tired of the same old feather on a string or fake mouse? Searching for something that can entertain your cat for hours and hours? Well, look no further. With Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, your cat will never be bored again.
Hi, I'm Ed, CEO of Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys. God, I don't even know where to begin with this one. Basically, it's just a human spine.
That's right. You and your cat will enjoy endless hours of action because Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys literally replicate the mesmerizing movement of hidden prey.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human Vertebrae
Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
But don't just take it from Ed, whose real name is Joe. Listen to what one of our customers has to say.
What I love about it is the convenience. Just take it straight out of the box, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, like I said, basically it's just a human spine. Guess there's something about the human spine that really gets cats going.
Assembled in the good old U.S. of A. with American parts, only Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys are literally made from reclaimed medical school recyclables.
Yeah, so really, it's all legal.
Ever since Daddy died, Whittle Mittens hasn't played at all. But now, with the Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toy, it's almost like he's here again, with us.
Uh-huh.
Like he's playing with mittens.
Look, that's not your dad, okay? You think I'd do something like that? Come on. Pull it together. Pull it together. Calm the fuck down.
Ask for them by name. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys are made in a facility that processes nuts.
Take it from me. The world is a sewer, and we're all just pieces of crap stuck in the hair trap of life.
Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human
Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Joe's Human
Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines. Joe's Human Vertebrae Cat Toys, made from real human spines.
Kids, they say the funniest things, don't they? Like, I saw Dad kissing Monica from next door on the mouth. That's a common symptom of ADHD. At least, that's what my husband, who's a doctor, says. And the great news is, medication can help. Now, Marcus sleeps quietly 75% of the time. And the rest of the time, he sits in his room, humming tunelessly and dribbling with a glazed smile on his face. Pretty tempted to take those tablets myself, actually. Oh, only joking.
ADHD. You know how a few people in the world genuinely have celiac disease? And then there's a whole bunch of other people who make a big fuss out of being gluten intolerant? This is absolutely nothing like that.
Time Life Video presents Hitler, The Last 8 Days. Let Time Life Video take you into the inner recesses of the infamous bunker and witness the desperate moments of Adolf Hitler as he attempts to patch together a crumbling empire. Day one.
Okay, guys, number 7 on the agenda. The picnic. No, wait, we already did that one. Oh, yeah, here we are. World War II. Any questions?
What were we thinking? I mean, we must have been nuts or something.
I can't believe this. What a big mistake.
The whole thing went over like a fart at a wedding.
I don't want to name names, but somebody here drops the ball. He's got a teeny mustache, and his name rhymes with Schittler.
Okay. Somebody kick me. Go ahead, I deserve it. You think you can do better? You take over. Here, take the keys.
See the hysterical rants of a madman. Day 2.
Who keeps ringing the doorbell? Well? Who is it? And another thing. How come no one informed me that the 9th Army has been pushed back 6 kilometers? From now on, all messages will be left on the refrigerator. And use that sushi magnet!
Day 3. One of the Fuhrer's many mood swings reveals a positive side.
Look, I never said the Reich would last 1,000 years. 10 years, tops. Come on! I think we did very well. We reached our goal. Important people are impressed. Buck up, guys. You're in the bunker, aren't you? Krebs, give Herr Obermeister a verbal gift.
Day 4. The tension mounts again.
The German people have proven themselves too feeble to stand the test of history. There is no betrayal that has not been heaped upon me. You swine will all pay with your own blood. Oh, jeez. That damn doorbell again?
Day 5. Eager to save their lives, Hitler's staff plans for escape.
The Fuhrer is insane. We must escape the bunker now, before the Russians come.
Yes. But the SS guards the entrance. We'll never get out alive.
Then we must disguise ourselves as civilians, prisoners, anything, and then wait for the Russians to come, and then walk out unnoticed.
Yeah. I will dress as a woman shopkeeper.
Yes, and I as a baker.
And you, Stumpfager, what about you?
I will go as a gigantic beaver.
Day 6.
An order of mine has been disobeyed. Just for that, no one is allowed to move until I command it.
Day 7.
Okay, somebody moved. I know it. Don't tell me who. Let me guess. No hints.
Day 8. Hitler's suicide pact.
After we poison the children, we must our own lives end in a proud and dignified manner befitting the Third Reich. I, Adolf Hitler, will go by poison. How will you go, Hauptmann?
I will take the poison and shoot myself in the mouth. Krebs?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, and then fall onto my sword. Herr Bormann?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall on my sword, and then douse my body with kerosene and light myself on fire. Hauptmann?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall under my sword, douse my body with kerosene, and light myself on fire und drown. Krebs?
I will take the poison and shoot myself in the mouth, fall under my sword, douse my body with kerosene, and light myself on fire, drown, and cut my throat. Borman?
Okay. I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall on my sword, douse my body with kerosene, and light myself on fire, drown, and cut my arm?
You are out.
Damn. Now I got to leave the bunker.
You can't commit suicide with us.
Borman has to die of natural causes.
Oh, fuck. Who keeps slinging the doorbell?
Order Hitler the Last 8 Days now and receive an extra day free. Day 9, after the suicide.
Hey, guys. I can't find the beaver costume. Why is everybody napping? Come on. Let's escape!
That's Hitler, the Last 8 Days. Closed caption not available.
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Hi, welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour. I'm Tony Hendra. The Final Edition Radio Hour models itself in format and spirit after the National Lampoon Radio Hour, which was in its heyday exactly 40 years ago, when I was editing the magazine. I thought it might be fun to revisit some of the material from the mid-70s and see how it holds up. So hang on to your hats for what we used to call at the Lampoon, a trip down memory lane, featuring Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Christopher Guest and Richard Belzer before they were famous, and as a bonus, Michael O'Donoghue and his most insane.
You don't have to look at pictures on the radio.
Why did they send you here?
It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
You do have a silly putty.
Practice yoga on the ground or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio.
Lunchtime.
You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all, just as long as you keep listening to the radio.
Tell it to the Bugle Corps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we could say we're smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah!
So tell them what you look like on the radio. Cause if they never see you, then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you've acne,
cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio.
Yeah!
R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
Wearing blenders.
R-A-D-I-O.
Or vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
R-A-D-I-O.
Thank you, Marconi.
Mr. Brando? I understand that you refused your Academy Award because of your sympathy with the Indians. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
And most of your energies are now devoted to helping the Indians, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I spend most of my time now.
Well, now, could you tell us why you believe in expending so much of your efforts in aiding the Indian cause?
Well, for one thing, because of the way the Indians have been treated in this country. I mean, you go out to the reservation. You see how they live. They live like pigs. You know, I mean, because it's the only way they can live. It's the only way the government will let them live. That's one of the reasons. Of course, there are other reasons.
What are some of the other reasons, Mr. Brando?
Dark meat. Boy, I love that stuff.
Beg your pardon?
Dark meat. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brando. Are you inferring that the...
Those Indian squaws, boy. They like bunnies. Boy, you get one of them squaws and they'll the shit out of you. You know what I tell them to do? I tell them to take these two fingers and cut the fingernails off and stick them up my ass. And I tell them to fuck a pig and to eat its vomit. God, I love that.
A little Miss Muffet. She sat on a tuffet. She wasn't eating her curds. She wasn't eating her way. She wasn't eating her way into my heart. Beside her.
boy. Yes, he did. Miss Muffet away. Miss Muffet's found a way into my heart. Oh, Miss Muffet. Oh, my Lord. Why don't you show me the way?
Away.
It's not too long. I pray to heaven. And here's what I say. Ow! Little Miss Muffet, keep on. Keep on keeping on your toughest. Got to eat your curds. Got to eat your way. Have mercy. Eat your way into my heart.
Hey! Muffet, Muffet,
the following is a message from the American Safety Institute. Make sure that your children brush their teeth thoroughly after eating brightly colored mushrooms, odd-looking berries, and other things they may find in the woods. These foods often harbor germs that can cause tooth decay. Remember, don't be a careless person, be a care more person.
Yes, young man, can I help you?
Hey, man, are you the man who rents the bread?
I am authorized to arrange loans. Yes, sir.
Oh, you're an actual loan ranger, man, huh? But you ain't got a mask or anything.
Sir, perhaps you could tell me what we can do for you.
Well, Mr. Lone Ranger, I want to hire your silver.
Sir, could I have your name, please?
My name is Roland Vicarelli.
Vicarelli, that's
yeah.
V.
My friends call me Space Captain, though.
V-I...
V-I-C. Well, just call me Space Captain if you want.
Oh, Mr. Space.
All right.
I'll give you the card. Mr. Space. Now...
Yeah?
What amount exactly did you want to borrow?
Oh, wow, man, your shoes. Hey, did your old lady put those little holes in your toes?
Sir, my mother passed away some years ago. Now, how much did you want to borrow?
Well, how much you got? I don't know, a million, a billion,
sir.
I don't know. Look, why don't you just give me a bunch of 50s? I'll put them in my backpack.
Sir.
Hey, man, far out.
What?
Hey, the picture on your desk, man. Are you into dogs? My old lady raises beagles, man. I figured you were a Scorpio. My old lady's one, too. You should come over and see the puppy sometime.
Sir, this is not a beagle. This is my wife.
Oh, wow.
Now, could I have your occupation, please?
Yeah, well, I'm self-employed, you might say.
Self-employed as what, sir?
Oh, well, like me and my old lady, we were into this leather shop with some other freaks from L.A. for a while. But everybody got into this thing where some of us would make the sandals, and some of us would sell the sandals, and some of us would wear them. And then we'd share the profits. And then our sales manager gave the rent to the guru. He gave all our rent to his guru. And the pigs from the health department busted our house, and we split to Mexico and ran into the federales. It really came down.
Perhaps you don't understand. I'm asking, what do you do now for a living?
Well, I'm an importer.
An importer of what?
I don't know. What's ever around.
You import whatever's around?
Yeah, you know, somebody knows somebody who knows a guy who's got something, you know. And say, you got a light, brother?
Certainly, yes.
Here, have a hit.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't smoke.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, this is really outrageous. Mongolian, man. Just one hit. Come on.
You want to get arrested? Besides, don't you understand that you can suffer severe brain damage?
Oh, no, man. Listen, man, I've been smoking since I was 19, man.
How old are you now, son?
18. Hey, let me use that rose clip on your tie, okay?
Are you insane? This is a bank. I don't want to die of a flashback. I have puppies. I mean, children.
Hey, it's an outrageous roach clip, man. It's got a little slide rule on it, numbers and everything.
Stop offering me that thing. You want me to commit a cult murder or something?
Come on, man. What's the matter, man? Chicken? Huh?
Me? Chicken?
Yeah, you know. Buck, 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 buck.
I am not chicken. Here, give me that thing. Give it to me.
All right, now inhale it, man. Just let it go. Like that. Right down your throat. Right down. Good. Okay, now hold it in. Hold it in. Hey, you're a Scorpio, right?
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I'm from Indiana.
Hey, look, like I was saying, you know, if you front me the price of a used microbus and say 100,000 pesos, two or three runs, I can get a whole fleet of Land Rovers. And then I can get the dudes from the sandal shop out on bail and get them on the route, you know. Man, pretty soon we'll be able to get a used submarine, maybe a fighter escort, and yeah, maybe battleships and everything. Hey, what's so funny?
Well, I'm not sure exactly, but it suddenly occurred to me that this whole situation was somehow irrelevant to another, perhaps higher level of reality. I mean, if you look at it properly, it's all a game of Monopoly anyway.
Hey, knock it off, man. This is serious. It's no game, man.
All this concern, you know, over power trips, what? I mean, role-playing, this characteristically Western obsession with money.
Listen, man, I'm not talking about money, man. I'm talking about Colombian, man. Tons of Colombian weed, man.
Don't you think that you should stop your obsession with material possessions?
I'm not going to stop my obsession with anything,
man. May I call you brother?
Get off the floor, man. Just get off the floor. Just stay away from me. Me, man. I'm gonna call a guard. Guard! Come over here! Get your gun out! Shoot this guy, man!
You know, Ed Sullivan, we kid him a lot, but Ed Sullivan is one of the greats of this business. And in the cab on the way over to the studio tonight, I had a funny thought. What if Ed Sullivan were tortured? And when I say tortured, what I mean is, what if steel needles, say 6 inches long, were plunged into Ed's eyes? I think it would go something like this.
Canada, and right back out again with nothing to declare. Banff, Alberta. And here in Western Canada's unspoiled Rocky Mountain playground, members of the sinister Canadian Nazi Party meet in their annual rally. The strutting beige shirts gather to stage a book burning of Canadian authors' works, but call off their plans when not enough books can be found to start a fire. Would-be burners of possible books, the sinister Canadian Nazi Party, meeting in Banff, Alberta. Moose Factory, and blood stains the snow in this isolated subarctic community as Royal Canadian Mounties battle Eskimos after being sent to repossess an iron lung. Softened by lush living off the profits of their soap carvings, Moose Factory's Eskimo tribe had gone on an iron lung shopping spree. This tubercular 98-year-old Eskimo woman is dragged from her iron lung and out into the cold where she belongs as husky dogs bark and a finance company representative adds up interest charges. Royal Canadian Mounties doing their duty as always in the blood-stained northern tundra. Ottawa. A moving spectacle unfolds in the Senate of the Canadian Parliament as attendants remove the venerable 104-year-old Senator Cornish Wallaby from the bench where he had sat undetected for the past 35 years. Listed as dead in Senate records, the grand old man of Canadian Parliament was discovered during the current recess by a cleaning lady. All Parliament Hill applauds the 104-year-old Senator Cornish Wallaby on his way to the ambulance. Canada's own Rip Van Winkle found fast asleep in the Senate. Toronto, and 25 of Canada's greatest pro-hockey stars arrived to match wits against retarded children in a charity spelling bee. Thousands of eager Torontonians strained to catch a glimpse of their favorite players, and it's Stanley Cup tension as competition gets underway. Our Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel camera catches the concentration on the faces of the contestants and the disappointment as all 25 of Canada's greatest pro hockey stars lose out in the qualifying rounds. Little Jimmy is a happy mongoloid and a champion speller. Pro hockey stars lose out to retarded children in a charity spelling bee. Truro, Nova Scotia, and Canadian Department of Transport icebreakers prepare to embark on another vital mission to try and find the province of Newfoundland, missing in the fog-shrouded Atlantic wastes for more than 15 years. Previous expeditions have had to turn back empty-handed, but hope runs high that this time, Canada's 10th and newest province will be located at last. Rescue ships setting to sea in search of the missing province of Newfoundland. Kamloops, British Columbia, and the Lord Tweedsmuir Games, featuring North America's third largest indoor checkers tournament, are interrupted by the appearance of a strange furry creature known in legend as the Sasquatch Monster. Our Maple Leaf Megaphone newsreel camera catches a fleeting glimpse of the half-human, half-animal beast as children run and dogs bark hysterically. But order is quickly restored as officials discover that the Sasquatch Monster is only Miss Kamloops for 1974. A happy ending to a moment of panic at the Lord Tweedsmuir Games in Kamloops, British Columbia. The Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel marches through customs into Canada and right back out again with nothing to declare.
And now, the National Lampoon Radio Hour is proud to present the sensational comedy of Dr. Andrew Tillman, cardiologist.
Take that Hippocratic oath, please. I would have taken it myself, but I'm no hypocrite. Moving right along, I want to tell you, students, that a funny thing happened to me on my way to the operating table. A nurse came up to me and said, "Doctor, how many sutures are we going to need for this operation?" I said, "Nurse, suit yourself. Now take my patient, please." He told me that he was very frightened because this was his first operation. I told him I know just how he feels, because it's my first operation, too. But seriously, students, this patient may not have been born in this hospital, but he sure is dying here. No kidding, though. Before this operation is over, if I don't run out of patients, I'll have him in stitches.
We close our broadcasting day, as usual, with Nat Lamp Unto My Feet. Tonight's inspirational message will be delivered by the Reverend Otto A. Brown.
In these troubled times, when problems like political corruption, unemployment, mental illness, racial strife, and the breakup of the family seem to be ever on the increase, when one war is no sooner ended than another begins in some other part of the globe, when sometimes we get up in the morning and feel that we look out on a sea of hate which threatens to engulf everything worth saving in this tired old world of ours, in times like these, it is more important than ever that we prepare a place in our hearts where the peace and loving kindness of our Savior can enter in. Love thy neighbor, Jesus said. And we know that he meant by that not just the fellow who lives literally next door to you, but all our neighbors all around the world, whether they're black, white, or yellow, rich or poor, male or female, old or young, long hair or short hair. For how are we going to achieve the happiness and prosperity we're all striving for if we turn against one another with hate instead of love in our hearts? If we are going to preserve any hope for lasting peace in the world, we must learn to live in harmony with all races, colors, and creeds, whether Catholic, Protestant, Baptist, Communist, Atheist, Hindu, all except the Jews. Because, let's face it, the Jews killed Christ. They killed him just the same as if they had murdered him, and we can never forgive them for it. And now, thanking you for listening, this is the Reverend Otto A. Brown saying, God bless you, and good night.
rock and roll junkie, living on the beach in the sand like a clam. But now I'm kind of funky, whoa, yes I am. I'm your methadone maintenance man, your methadone maintenance man, yeah. La 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 la. One of these days I'm gonna spit this scene. Won't need no dope and no soap. I'll be Mr. Clean.
We will return to the Final Edition Radio Hour after this.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Tony, we gotta come up with a promo. Our listeners don't know enough about all the great stuff the Final Edition does. Even when we tell them, it's all this like blah 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 dot 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 www URL crap. No one gets what that is on radio. They just tune it out.
Well, I have the perfect way to hold their attention while we give them the goods. When I was at the National Lampoon in the 70s, our most famous cover had a cute mutt with a 38 Magnum to its head and the legend, "Buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog."
Yeah, I remember that, but how does that help us? It was a visual image for a magazine.
Meet Freckles.
Freckles? Oh, there, there. Good boy. What's the matter then?
Also, meet my 38 Magnum.
Jesus Christ, you have a gun? Don't wave that thing around here. Is that thing loaded?
Sure is. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. If you don't stay tuned to this promo while Jeff gives you all the necessary info about our fabulous website and our fabulous YouTube channel and other fabulous stuff we do, I will shoot this dog.
Jesus, man, take the gun out of that defenseless animal's ear.
Uh-uh. Give him a good, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Poor Freckles. Okay, fine. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour, you want more of what we do, go to thefinaledition.com. Our radio airs on this network on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8, as well as Wednesday at midnight. We've also got an album, we've got a Twitter feed, we've got a great YouTube channel, Facebook, everything you can want at thefinaledition.com.
Now, tell them to tap all that into their iPhones or leave themselves an audio memo.
No, I won't. I told them enough, Tony. I'm calling the SPCA.
Tell them, or the dog gets it. I'm cocking the gun right now.
Okay, listeners, please, write this down. Thefinaledition.com. Thefinaledition.com. Go there for everything you want from the Final Edition, or this crazy old British coot is going to plug old Freckles.
Okay, that wasn't so hard, was it? Come here, Freckles, you dumb old chum. Hey, get down! Get down! Get away from me! Get, you crazy bug!
Good job, Freckles!
Get him!
Sick him! Oh, yeah, this is Jeff Kreiser for the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Midnight on Wednesday.
No, Freckles, put that thing down! You don't have opposable thumbs! No!
The Final Edition is pleased to present a sneak preview of Trevor Noah's first Daily Show.
Hello, and welcome to The Daily Show. I'm South African embarrassment Trevor Noah. Don't judge me on a handful of jokes. By the way, what kind of jokes do we have tonight? Both kinds. Jokes about Jews and fat chicks. Why did the Jew cross the road? Because he was a Jew. Why is a Jewish fat chick worse than a regular fat chick? Because once she goes down, she can't get back up. A Jew, a lesbian, and a fat chick walk into a bar. The bartender says, "What is this, a Trevor Noah tweet?" What's the deal with airline peanuts? Who puts them in those little bags? Jews? Why is a Jewish girl not like that plane that crashed in the Alps? Because that plane went down! You know why Comedy Central stood behind me? Because they have so many lesbians, Jews, and fat chicks. There's no room in front of me!
From Comedy Central's upcoming The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, debuting later this year, somewhere between 1933 and 2015.
Commissioner Gordon, we've got a hostage situation downtown. Hundreds of people are being held at the Gotham Mall.
My God! Who is it? The Joker? The Riddler?
He calls himself the Satirist. He's a diabolical arch-criminal, but all of his capers make a larger point about society.
Is he aware that just doing something does not constitute satirizing it?
I guess not. He put this up on Tumblr.
Attention, Gotham! This is the Satirist. Give me $1 billion and safe passage, or I'll start killing the hostages. Oh, and follow me on Twitter.
That's not good. Obviously, he doesn't understand satire.
I'll send out the bat signal.
Belay that, Chief. We can't call the Caped Crusader anymore. We're way over our superhero budget. Did you see how much Batman billed us for last month? Check out this invoice.
Saints preserve us! Whoever is Batman's secret identity, he's probably a millionaire by now.
Never mind that, Chief. Look at this. Batman billed us extra for the time he was trapped in a giant hourglass. That should be part of his basic fee, am I right?
Shameless! But who do we call now?
Oh, the city is signed with a company that contracts out advertising icons to fight crime. It's the same concept as selling the naming rights to a stadium. They provide the crime fighting for free in exchange for the publicity.
So if we need to stop a killer, we've got to rely on Flo from Progressive?
They've got a number of choices. Here's their website. All we have to do is pick the advertising mascot we want to be our superhero. How about this one?
Hey, go, go for Cocoa Puffs! Go, go for Cocoa Puffs!
We can't fight a madman with a mad bird! Here, at least this one is big.
Green Giant!
No! Too jolly! Oh, look at this one!
Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds are magically delicious!
Now that's someone I trust to fight crime!
But how do they subdue the bad guy? We should go with Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, sugar sweet, and fun to munch cause it keeps its crunch.
At least he would absolutely shred the roofs of their mouths.
Look, they have Joe Camel. He could give the bad guys a painful death from cancer.
Oh, that could take decades.
What's this one? The Coppertone Girl?
Don't click on that one, Chief. They'll accuse me of using my work computer to access child porn.
The problem is that none of these make any sense.
Just a minute. Maybe that's the solution. This satirist character doesn't understand satire, right? We can use any one of these advertising icons to defeat him. We just tell him that our choice is ironic.
But it's not even close to the definition of irony. Oh, I see. We know that.
But the satirist doesn't know that. He doesn't understand irony any more than he understands satire. Now, let's choose a hero.
The very next day.
Well, satirist, it looks like you met your match.
You never would have caught me if the whole thing hadn't been so ironic.
Yes, right. And the citizens of Gotham have a new hero to thank for their daring rescue. Sir, a grateful city offers you our most sincere thanks.
Affleck!
Oh, you're too modest. Find out what Affleck can do for your family at Affleck.com. Big game, Samuels. How's your arm feel?
Feels good, Coach.
Oh, you're gonna be great, kid. I'm sure of it. I'm so sure of it that I bet $500 that you strike out the first batter.
Wow, Coach, that's a lot of confidence.
You're damn right it is. Hey, but get this. I also bet $500 that the batter gets a hit. This way, I'm covered no matter what happens.
Ah, smart thinking, Coach.
Yeah, they don't call me Rusty Sunbrains for nothing, kid.
So what happens if the batter flies out?
What?
What if he hits a pop fly? That wouldn't be a strikeout or a hit.
Well, don't let him hit a pop fly!
But this is softball, Coach. Everyone hits a pop fly.
Shit! You're right. Hold on.
Are you signaling to the pitching coach to take me out of the game?
No, I'm signaling to my bookie to place another bet. Okay, I just bet another 500 on the batter flying out, just to be safe.
He could ground out, too.
Damn it, Samuels!
Just trying to help.
All right, do me a favor. I'm gonna signal some more bets. You list out all the possible outcomes. You got it?
Got it, coach. Okay. He could get walked.
500 that he walks. Next.
He could advance on a wild pitch.
Wild pitch. Bet on that.
He could advance on a pass ball, not the same as a wild pitch.
I did not know that. 500 on a pass ball.
He could advance on a balk.
Damn, I always forget about balks. Okay, got it.
He could get hit by a pitch.
You wouldn't beam him, would you?
I am the league leader in beans, coach.
Jeez. Okay, what else?
He could be ejected for using steroids.
All right.
Or get sick and vomit at the plate.
Bet on that.
Or if he has an empty stomach, dry heave at the plate.
500 on him dry heaving. Is that all?
He could fall in love.
What?
He could fall in love with the catcher and run away with him. I saw it happen in the minors once.
Fine. I bet on him falling in love with the catcher.
He could realize that in the grand scheme of things, hitting a ball with a piece of wood is basically meaningless and decide that his true calling in life is calligraphy.
That's beautiful.
And finally, he could bunt.
All right. I got 10,000 spread across all of those scenarios.
You're a genius, coach.
There's no way I'm not winning something.
Oh, look! The other team forfeited!
Crap on a stick!
Oh, put me in, coach! I'm ready to play today!
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, Leslie Shapira, Kurt Weitzman, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.